Well, thank you, Mark, and good morning, everyone. Believe it or not, we have now passed the longest day. On Monday morning, the sun rose at 4:38 a.m, but from now on in, the days are getting a tiny bit shorter and the nights a tiny bit longer. Don't let that depress you, because we've still got the summer ahead of us, and by all accounts, the next couple of weeks will be quite hot. The summer solstice, as it's known, the longest day of the year, is made famous by the Druids, many of whom meet at Stonehenge on the 21st of June each year to worship the sun. This year, numbers were lower due to COVID, and actually people gathered there against government advice, but it all seems to have passed off safely and peacefully. I didn't know much about the Druid religion, so I looked it up to discover a little bit about their beliefs. And it's quite interesting. The British Druidry Order, as it's known, has its own website, and Druidry was officially recognised as a religion under charity law in 2010, allowing them to receive tax-free donations like the Church of England. Well, one writer in her publication, What is Druidry?, explains that it's a polytheistic faith and philosophy of living that gives space and honour to any deity, but in principle worships the spirits and deities of a person's local environment. Apparently, with its emphasis on spirituality and the environment, the Druid faith is spreading among young people who've become disaffected by organised religion. Well, I don't know if anyone listening today is involved in the Druid religion or attracted to Druid beliefs and practices. It'd be lovely to meet you. But can I tell you, as a Church of England minister, why I find it wonderful to be a Christian? Christians believe that Jesus Christ himself is the creator of everything. In the Bible, referring to Jesus, it says, "Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made." And also, "For in Jesus all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, all things have been created through him and for him." So, as Christians, we believe that everything is made by Jesus and for Jesus. That's why I don't worship rivers or the moon or at this summer solstice the sun, as much as we all appreciate the sun. But it was made by Jesus and for Jesus. It's a great privilege as a Christian through Jesus Christ to know the one who made us and who loves us and with whom we can have a personal relationship. Do get in touch with me or any of the other Thought for the Day speakers if you want to know more. Meanwhile, enjoy the sunshine. The weather's set to be blue skies over Huntingdon all day today. What a great gift from above for us all to enjoy. Thanks so much for listening.